Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. When performing music, any note can make or break a performance. In jazz ensembles, show choirs, and marching bands, the burden is often spread across dozens or even hundreds of musicians. But last Monday night, the pressure was magnified at Pella High School as students took a step out of their comfort zones to perform music on a much smaller stage. For the first time, Pella's choir students joined band students at the Solo and Small Ensemble Music Festival. Performers stood up to either sing or play for family and friends alone or with a small group of fellow musicians. Sophomore Colby Van Gort participated in four singing groups and also as a solo singer and percussionist. He says the evening was a showcase of what all music students can do outside the realm of a large group.
Well, it was a good opportunity for a lot of people to showcase their individual skills with solos, as well as group work and more classical pieces that we're not normally accustomed to using in the choir room. And giving this solo and ensemble was an opportunity to try different types and styles of music.
Noah Chaplin is no stranger to musical performances, as the son of vocal music director Michelle Chaplin has been involved in a wide range of singing groups. He says the night was an experience completely different from his previous on stage.
It was a really fun experience to be able to make like more personal music because we got to work together as this more elite group for all of my groups that I participated in, and it was a lot different than anything that I had done in the past.
Natalie Henry performs in just about everything music related at Pella High, including Color Guard, Forte, Speech Team, and various choirs offered at the school. She believes performing for those you know, by yourself, can be a bit daunting at first, but also quite rewarding.
It was kind of nerve-wracking at first because I've been doing a lot of solo musical theater, and normally it's full of people I don't know. And so it was kind of nerve-wracking because I knew every single person in there. But I also thought it was a lot of fun because I prepared a song that I was able to choose, and I just really liked it.
The challenges of performing alone or with a few others can be very different to those when playing or singing in a much larger band or chorus.
In a large concert, there's musicianship that happens within that, but in a smaller ensemble, your musicianship shows more because you have to contribute in order for the group to work out. And one person missing a cut in a smaller setting or singing the wrong part is a lot more noticeable in that setting.
Well, there's a lot more pressure to be able to know your part and have everything memorized because you can't rely on anyone else, especially in some of the even smaller ones where there's just one on every part because you have to know every note and you have to have it down every time.
Musically, it's you don't have people to back you up with with notes and other things because most of the time when you're in a small group, you're not the only tenor. There's other tenors with you to help you be able to take a breath when you need one. And solo when you're by yourself in a solo, it's a lot harder because it's only you and you have to know when you can and should take breaths.
But all three agreed that despite a hectic night of dashing from room to room for the solo and small ensemble pieces, it was quite the worthwhile experience.
It's really cool to impress yourself sometimes where you can see what you can do with your talents and then understand what you can do with yourself and then again apply it to your bigger groups or smaller groups and to help other groups out.
Those Pella Choir students will return to their large groups for the annual winter concert this evening at 7:30 in the Pella High School Auditorium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.